Ho, 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 listeners! It's me, Santa Claus, and I just made my rounds this week, and now I'm done. So we hope you all had a Merry Christmas. Welcome to Patient Players, episode 20, the big 2-0. It's the last of the decade. How you doing? I'm Jordan. I'm here with my sickly man, Dan.
Yeah,
he's feeling sickly. He actually wasn't supposed to be here today, and so we're also here with first-time guest star Sam.
Hello, Jordan.
Hi, Sam. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. You know, long-time listener of a few episodes of the show. It's just so great to be on.
Oh, it's good to have you here. How was your Christmas, Sam?
Oh, it was great. I got the best Christmas gift anyone could ever want. And that is a Xbox Elite Controller
Fiance.
Series 2.
Oh. Oh, shoot. You got a Series 2 Xbox controller?
Now yes. You're a true gamer.
I know, right? Beforehand, I had to use a keyboard and mouse. Like, those things weren't made for gaming. They were made for typing, right?
It's true. Yeah, man. You know what they say? The pro gamers only use controllers with paddles on the back.
And they do it on their PC for whatever reason.
So, have you used it yet?
Yeah, so I tried it out on Fortnite, and I found out that it is incredibly difficult to use a controller. Like, I used to exclusively game on controller, but I haven't done it in, like, 4 years. And it's very difficult to just move. But, like, the aim assist in the game is definitely made for children, because if you just look at someone and shoot, it just insta-kills people. Like, my first game on, I got 3 kills and got, like, 5th, and I couldn't even build a wall. Because, like, that's just how broken the aim assist is.
Wait a second. You claim to be a real gamer, you got an Xbox Elite controller, and you play Fortnite
Series 2.
With it.
Yeah, because, you know, again, the aim assist is made for children. Like, why not go kill all the children with it?
I guess that is the mindset of a true gamer, isn't it? Why not go kill all the children?
So you're saying next time we play together, I should use a controller and I'll do better?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to, like, build stuff. And so, I don't know. I'm much worse, but, like, a lot more lucky, I guess, is how I'd put it.
Okay. That's fair, I guess.
But, I mean, if aim assist is that strong in other FPSs, which I'm not sure if it is, then I would use a controller for every FPS, because it's just so broken.
Because I have the first series pro controller, this past week, I plugged it in and I started playing some Star Wars Battlefront 2 with it. And I noticed the same thing about the aim assist, where I would be aiming and then it would just, like, start tracking the enemy for me, and I'm like, wow, this is great. I don't have to do any work.
It also very conveniently gets headshots, right? It's like, man, yeah. I usually aim for, like, the chest and, like, hope I hit the head. And this time it's like, nope, don't even have to do that. Auto lock to the head.
It's great. Yeah. And I mentioned Battlefront to you earlier. You said you'd be willing to get it. I believe it's on sale right now for $10.
$10? So I downloaded Origin just now because you mentioned it.
I'm so sorry.
And now I realize I don't know what my credentials are.
I'm sorry for your loss. Oh,
let's
no.
Let's see.
Wait, did you have credentials already?
Yeah, I downloaded Apex a while back.
Yeah, you're on my friends list.
Does it?
Let's see what games you have.
Oh, it worked!
You have SimCity. You have SimCity
and
Apex.
Wait, did I actually buy SimCity?
Maybe. Maybe it was free or something.
I don't know. I think they did give away some free games at some point, but it's been so long, and I'm so feverish that I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh. Samuel, the last time you played SimCity was January 2nd, 2015.
I'm surprised it's that recent.
You just need to launch it again in, like, 5 days, and you'll have a perfect 5-year anniversary of SimCity.
True.
You had to cope with me asking your ex out that week, so you went to SimCity, naturally.
Well, that was the same week, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. That's how long ago that was.
Wow, and you remember it to the day.
No. Anyways, so what did you guys do for Christmas? Did you do anything fun? Like, let's step away from games for a second. We kind of jumped in there really fast. But let's just, in light of the holiday spirit, what did you guys do, like, with your families? What sweet loot did you get from your families? You know, let's...
I think you mean what sweet loot did you give to your families? This is a giving season. No.
This is the season of getting sweet loot. Because here on Patient Players, we like deals. And there's no greater deal than getting something for free.
I mean, that's technically true.
Do the
r/ technically true?
Do the epic 12 days of Christmas count as sweet Christmas loot?
Of course they do.
Because those have been great. The only one that I like really was probably going to buy anyways, I actually missed. That was the Christmas Eve one for Ape Out. But then I realized Ape Out's already on Xbox Game Pass for PC. So I just downloaded that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I hadn't realized that was out already. We played that at PAX earlier this year, right?
Yes, we played that. It's a Devolver game. And is it Devolver? I'm pretty sure it's Devolver.
Yeah, it was Devolver Booth.
Because they had it on the big, big screen they always take to PAX South. And that game is really cool.
Sam, did I ever ask if you wanted to go to PAX with us?
No, because you hate me.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
So, to really answer your question, I feel like I did a lot of driving. I went all over for a lot of different family Christmas gatherings like we talked about last week. But then drove up.
Thanks for sending me that message, Sam. It just in origin, U equals gay.
Top quality content. So drove up to Dallas for some extended family in Dallas. And there's somebody else I know that happens to be in Dallas. And so I kind of crashed at your house.
It was me. It was the best Christmas miracle ever. He came like at 11 p.m. Not really a miracle because I saw it coming, but he came on like 11 p.m. with his waifu, and it was the best Christmas present ever. And then they kept giving me stuff.
It never stopped.
It didn't. They got me some. You guys got me some awesome Bloodborne comics. Yeah. And I was like, oh, amazing. And then you guys got me a movie ticket. And then you guys got me a Raising Cane's gift card, and I was like, frick.
Well, okay, to be fair, I got you the it was like a me versus us kind of thing. Like, I got you the comics, and then we got you the other two things.
So I take back that hug I gave to Marion for the comic then. She accepted it too, so she was like, free hug when I don't deserve this.
I feel like Marion's very much into hugs, especially free hugs when she doesn't deserve them.
Okay. Well, we can say that hug was for the gift card and the movie ticket.
Okay. Yeah, it was a premature hug, but it was still a legitimate hug.
Yeah. Man, I went to the doctor, was it yesterday? And he gave me the test results, speaking of chicken gift cards, and he's like, "Yo, you're eating too much fried chicken."
Did he straight up say that?
Your cholesterol is a little too bad. And I was like, no, I love Chick-fil-A and Raising Cane's.
I mean, it probably didn't help that you literally ate fried chicken the night before. I mean,
yeah. Last time I went, it was also a little high. This time it was higher. So he's like, okay, time to start changing things or else we'll have to put you on meds.
Oh, no.
And I was like, no, I could step away from fried chicken a little bit.
as you would then come home and discover a $20 fried chicken gift card.
Exactly. Yeah, so... You know, I'll take a break from fried chicken once the gift card is gone. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's I love funny. Canes.
That is funny.
Sam, what did you do anything for Christmas?
Yeah, so we had a pretty chaotic Christmas. We went to Casey, my fiance's house in the morning, opened up presents. I didn't really get to open up that many presents because I had to open up all mine at my parents' house later.
What?
Which we went to like at 1, so like hers was like at 8 a.m., my parents was like at 1 p.m., and then we ate dinner, and then we went back to her parents for a second dinner. So yeah, crazy day. A lot of presents. This is my first year to actually make a Christmas list. Maybe I made one when I was like a really young kid, but as an adult, I've never made one. I'm just like, buy me whatever. And my gifts are usually pretty bad, so I mean...
Oh, are you about to tell the ballad of the Xbox controller?
No, I wasn't gonna do that. The world doesn't need
you
to
should.
Know that.
Oh. They do need to know that because I was kind of involved with it towards the end, And then I failed in my job.
Yeah, so I really wanted, like, I was at work one day, and I was like, you know what? I really want an Elite controller, and no one's going to buy me one for Christmas, so I might as well just go buy one. And I looked at my Gift Hero just to double. I was like, ah, what if, right? I don't want to just completely, you know, throw that out. So I checked to see, like, has anyone bought me this? And it was like, yes, Casey bought it for you. And I was like,
wait, it said that she bought it for you? It didn't just say someone?
No, it actually said the person.
That's garbage.
No! So you knew all along?
Well, it said that she bought it for me, but whenever you told me that, like, you bought it, I believed it, right?
Okay. Yeah, so Sam goes to me and says, oh, I looked at my wish list and I saw someone got this for me. And I was like, oh no, he's going to ruin the awesome surprise. So, originally I was going to give him my old Elite controller,
mm-hmm.
and then I was hanging out with Casey, his fiance, and she was like, oh yeah, I got Samuel the new one. And I was like, oh shoot, there goes my gift idea. But so I knew that she was the one that got it for him, but when I heard that he found out about it, I was like, oh no, I'm going to try and take ownership of this gift so that when he gets it from her, it'll still kind of be a surprise. And I thought I had you convinced on that. And even Casey messaged me saying, oh my word, he's so convinced about it.
No, I was 100%, like, I believed it, like, no doubt.
So what changed your mind? Because eventually you were like, oh, I knew she got it for me.
And oh, she told me I spent, like, she said I spent this amount on you for Christmas, and I had three gifts from her, and I opened the first two, and the difference between what those, you know, like, what that third gift should cost was exactly the cost of an Elite controller. And so I was like, well, like, what else is it going to be, right?
Well, shoot. Oh well, but I still kept you on your toes.
Yeah, no, I didn't realize it until I'd opened my second gift.
At the end of the day, we all know it's that stupid website's fault, and it's a bad website.
No. The website is amazing. Samuel's just not amazing in this scenario. It'll hide from you if someone's gotten something for you, but there's a button you can click that says show confirmed gifts. And it's like, are you sure you want to see which gifts are confirmed? So he did that.
Oh,
he had to go deliberately click on show me who's got me what.
So the moral of the story is that Samuel's garbage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I clicked it on my pimp daddy's list, which is only gifts over $50. And so, like, I thought I was safe looking at that one because, like, come on, who's going to spend more than $50 on my Christmas gifts, right?
That's so sad.
Okay, like,
I would, but I ran out of money this year.
Yeah.
I will next year. I'll deliberately spend $51.
Well, I'm used to people not spending more than $50. So I wasn't really worried about it. And then I already knew one of Casey's gifts, which I knew was going to cost like $100. So I thought that would be the large gift. And turns out that was not the large gift. So nice. Yeah.
So yeah. Wait, was there any other thing on the list that was marked as purchased, or was it just that one?
So, not on that list, no.
Okay. Cool. Okay, well, there you go. Some
Christmas Chronicles right there.
Such is the ballad of the Xbox controller.
So we showed up at your house Christmas night, and then stayed up for like 3 hours playing VR and comparing VR headsets. And then...
that was fun. It was like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Or 3 a.m. when we went to bed.
And then we went to go see Star Wars the next day. That was fun.
Are we just gonna drop that just like that and leave it there?
what else could we possibly talk about?
So spoilers. So no spoilers.
Let's just give all the spoilers away.
No spoilers for Star Wars, so you don't need to tune out. But if you have the ability to see Star Wars in a new thing called 4DX, we highly recommend it. And hopefully your chairs will not be broken like ours were. So it basically makes the whole movie into a ride. Like during the fight scenes, your chairs are all shaking around and the lights are going off in the room. And occasionally there's some smells being whiffed at you. And Daniel said that they got sprayed at one point with water, but I did not feel the water.
Happened once.
I just felt the air. So they had like little air geysers built into the chair. So like if a gunshot went off nearby, it would be like behind you.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, and they had the butt pinchers. How could I forget? A character would fall down on screen, and like little pinchers would like nip at your butt, just like a little boink, just a little
at really inappropriate times too. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Very dramatic character deaths and things like that, and then you'd get a little nip in the butt.
Yeah, but it made it really fun. except when like it was like a deep moment on screen, and the chair's like rocking us violently back and forth when it shouldn't be. Like no one else is in the room is except ours and like just, the empty one in front of us.
It's just our chair just like gently rocking back and forth during a very poignant character moment.
Yeah, and then, like all four of us thought it was like someone else doing it. I thought it was Marion. Marion and Daniel thought it was Keaton. Keaton was probably just like enjoying it, just like, oh, this is fun. So,
a word of advice though, stay away from the second row because that's where they jump quote unquote fake snow on you, which is just bubbles. And so you just get nasty soap bubbles in your hair and on
bubble
you.
Bubble bath.
And then it happens again.
I loved
again.
It the first time. It was fun and surprising the first time. And then it's the next 20 minutes where like little popply bubbles in your ear. So. Yeah, that was fun. That was a really, really cool experience.
Can you think of any movies you wouldn't recommend it for?
It's only out for like three movies, right?
You're saying if it was available for every movie in the entire world, which one would I not want to see it on?
Yeah, like I would love to see that movie, but I would never see it in 4DX.
Why wouldn't you see
it in 4DX? That's a great question.
Oh, you're saying like what is a movie?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one now. My first thought was Thomas the Train, but then I thought, heck no.
Schindler's List.
I would love to. Say Schindler's List.
I did say Schindler's List.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want the butt pinchies in that movie.
Or do you?
Or do... Oof.
That's I want the butt pinchies in all the movies. Like, shoot, Thomas the Train is going down the track and it's like pinchy, 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 pinchy.
No, that's when it would rock gently back and forth like it was doing for us the entire movie.
Oh, that'd be fun. I would love that. I wonder if they'll ever sell like just seats that you can buy like for your home, or it's just like the one seat that can sync up to a movie. That'd be really cool.
So, can we talk about video games?
Yeah, let's talk about video games. let's put Christmas in the vault.
the Christmas vault. Our vault is getting so full. We need to, instead of a vault, we just need better time management.
Yeah. But, yeah, Christmas is good this year, and video games are also good this year.
Agreed. So we had that wonderful email last week from the D-Man about favorite or top best game, top 10 games of all time. It was very fitting with the New Year vibes and with the end of the decade kind of thing. And so I think none of us are prepared to do that today, but we are going to do a special New Year episode next week that is just that, right?
Yes. Our favorite... Is it our top 10 favorites and top 10 objectively favorites?
Like objectively best? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
like
one
10 we think are best and 10 we think are our best.
The one I like to use then as an example is the garbage PS2 Dragon Ball fighting game that I love is probably not one of the best games of all time, but it's definitely one of my favorites.
And that's next week. So join us next year when we see you next year for 2020. I forgot the episode last week I wasn't in. I listened to it. You and Kyle did a good job.
Thank you.
I only have one suggestion.
Okay.
On what you could have done better. You guys didn't talk about Pokemon. I don't. What's the... like, I kept waiting. I was like, is this not the Pokemon podcast? Patient Pokemon players? But
no,
it never came.
It was the D&D podcast that week.
Yeah, it was. And I was like, okay, I'll need to remind them that next time they need to put more Pokemon into it.
I actually played Pokemon this week, so I can talk about it this week.
Amazing.
Yeah, I played it. So we had those long car rides. Me and Marion switched off. Now, on the way up, she was feeling a little sleepy, so I kind of took over the second half. And then on the way back, same thing kind of happened, but we were both feeling a little sick. So I'm super sick right now. I've spent the last 48 hours basically taking naps and watching Shaolin Showdown. So I've done nothing and I'm just like feverish and sweaty and I'm a mess. But that started kind of while we were in the car. So I didn't get to play much in the car. But once we got home and I was just sick as a dog. I just sat down with Pokemon and played it for a couple hours. So I made some progress there. I spent way too much time in the wild area. I like needed to progress in the game, and I kept not.
That's the point of the wild area, is to spend too much time in and just have a good old time.
I did. I had a great time. I was like, you know what? I love this. I don't want to leave it. And then I realized that like this was the last time in the rest of the whole game that I would just be in the wild area, and then the rest of the game is going to be just all the normal routes, and I was kind of bummed. But I evolved my Apple Pokemon, and it was a good time.
Yes. Applin.
That's the baby one. I forget the other one's name because mine is just called Fruity Boy.
Fruity Boy has evolved. Man, you have great names for yours.
The last couple of generations of Pokemon, I kind of gave up on the purity of not nicknaming my Pokemon, but I realized that it has backfired. It's way funnier. It's so much more fun to have silly names for my guys, but it's backfired in the sense that I don't know any of their names anymore, of the actual Pokemon species, because I never see them. I just see my silly nicknames. So Fruity Boy will forever live on in my head as the Apple guy, but that's not his real name.
Sounds like a good problem to have.
Yeah, it turns out Pokemon doesn't really matter, so you don't have to know the names.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I beat Platinum today.
Jeez. Okay, how many Pokemon games have you beaten in the last 3 weeks?
One, two.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
There was that 1 week where it was like five in a week.
No.
I disagree. I listened to your podcast that week. There were at least three.
Okay, what were they? Because I remember I beat Pokemon Shield in a day.
Yeah,
and that's the only one I can think of.
And then you went back and you beat, what was it? It was like Heart Gold, and you definitely went back and beat a bunch of. It's all recorded. We'll figure it out. All I know is I had a friend that doesn't know you at all but listens to the podcast come up to me, and he's like, wow, your friend likes Pokemon a lot.
Yeah! it was Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's three games.
Which is just two.
Well, plus Shield.
That was the same week, wasn't it? Yeah, okay. So that was like three in 2 weeks.
Period. Okay, so you beat three of them, and then you bought like five of them.
No, I had bought the rest of them earlier this year.
Okay.
But I digress. So that's the Pokemon segment. Thanks for joining the Pokemon segment.
Is the vault too full to put Pokemon back in?
Can Pokemon get its own vault? I was watching actually a stream the other day, and the guy looked up like the top like five franchises
mm-hmm.
to see where Star Wars was in it.
Yeah, Pokemon's number one.
Can you? Okay, there. Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Pokemon is number one. Can you guess what number two is?
Ooh. That would be hard. I'm sorry. I just stole your thunder on that.
Samuel, can you guess what number two is?
I have absolutely no clue. I'm going to go with... Wait, is it like only animated? I'm guessing.
No, these are franchises.
Like, the top grossing franchise of all time around the entire world is Pokemon. I'm trying to think of the second one. I would bet...
I don't think you guys are going to get it. I don't know how accurate this list was, but...
Well, you got to think about things that make money outside of America, because
right.
America's just a
that's a like, good point.
Like compared to the number of people and the amount of money around the whole world, it's just a subset.
Actually, I'm going to Google the list because I can't remember number three and four. I just remember one, two, and five.
I'm going to be brave and throw out a guess. I'm going to say number two is probably going to be. My mind went blank.
Okay, Sam, what's your guess?
I was going to say Harry Potter until Daniel like pointed out the non-USA thing.
It's Hello Kitty, boys.
What?
And I'm just going to name the rest. I'm just going to go up to number five. We got number three is Winnie the Pooh.
What?
Number four is Mickey Mouse and Friends. Oh. And then the reason he looked it up was for Star Wars, which is number five.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Disney as in like Mickey Mouse, but I was like, Disney is all of them. You can't just say Disney. I don't know how to describe that. But yeah, I guess Mickey Mouse and Friends is a good description.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow, I don't even know what number six is. And Pan Man?
Did you know that that Pikachu is universally the most recognized character, even more than Mario?
Really?
There
if aliens visited, we'd be like, look at our Pikachu.
But, like, this is because I said universally, not worldwide.
Yeah, you know that age-old question where if aliens visited us, what would we show them that represents humanity?
I would not show them Pikachu.
An iPhone or I don't know, a lightsaber. I don't know.
You know, all those real-life lightsabers we have.
A nuke.
Yeah, you know, that's probably the real answer if aliens really visited.
Bullets.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
So, I would just show them Minecraft, games. Right?
Oh, that's a good one.
Then they'd be too busy playing Minecraft to take over the world.
No one said they're taking over. They're just visiting. They're just like, hey, we wanted to... What's going on here? What's up?
So, in my sickness, I did get to play some video games. I played Pokemon. I mentioned playing Ape Out, right? That I downloaded Ape Out for Game Pass. I sat down earlier this morning to play some Ape Out, and based on how the screen looks when you look at the level select, I think there's four stages. Each stage has eight levels in it. There could be more stages, but I beat two
stages.
Oh, that's
about 33 levels total?
No, that's the wrong math.
I just did it on a calculator. No response from Sam. Oh,
no,
what?
I did it on a calculator. Your math was completely correct.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, because you work in, what is it, analytics or something?
Or something.
Yeah, okay. something with numbers. So I made that comment just for you, and then I got no response, and I was like, oh, no.
No, I mean, why would I respond to correct math?
Thank you. Okay, let's continue. So,
if I'm if I'm right that there are four stages, I felt a little weird beating two stages in less than an hour. It seems like it might be a short game. I don't know. I had fun. Ape Out's fun.
I'm sorry. Two stages in an hour and there's 32? Or are you saying two of the four?
Two of the four. The state, like, I'd be like over 16 levels.
Oh,
like,
oh okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, they're fast.
It's a Devolver game.
Yeah. It was really
fun.
Have
they ever made a game that's long?
I don't know. Does Enter the Gungeon count as being long?
I would not count it because that's the same thing. Like one successful run of Into the Gungeon is maybe half an hour.
Okay.
Maybe 40 minutes.
Long.
Yeah.
I tried playing one of my new Christmas games. I got some good games for Christmas from our old friend, the Spooky Ghost, Kyle. I got Factorio because he knows I like Satisfactory so much.
Nice.
And I booted it up. And my goodness, the interface is so much less friendly than Satisfactory. There are menus everywhere, and there's like a million keybinds. And I went into the tutorial, and I like made a conveyor belt to move some iron around. And I was like, I am too sick to play this game, and I just quit.
Is it really that involved?
I wasn't feeling it. I mean, okay. I was feeling sweaty and gross, so I wasn't feeling many things, but I was like, I'm just gonna play Ape Out. So that was actually after Factorio. I was like, I need something simple, and what's more simple than slamming people against a wall as an ape?
Just like in real life. I suppose. So that's cool. You got Christmas games.
Yes. I was actually gonna play before recording because I didn't think I was gonna be in the recording until last minute, but I actually started downloading Sekiro just a few minutes ago.
Oh, I gotta download it on mine because I'm mooching off your games. I'm so excited to finally play this game.
I'm also very excited.
Yeah, that's so exciting. Marion got that for you, right?
Yes. Yes, she did.
Good job, Daniel wife. Good choice.
Yes, good game. And I also got like a generic gift card from my dad for like, here, just spend this money on games. And I was going to buy stuff on Steam, and then I realized with the Epic deal.
Look at your dad being supportive of your pastime. That's so sweet.
Yeah, one of the few times. Don't tell him I said that.
What if he's a listener?
That would be kind of cool, but I doubt it. So I went on and took advantage of that Epic, like the Epic Store, Epic, coupon for $10 off anything, $14.99 and up, and I bought both Jedi Fallen Order and Tetris Effect that were already discounted some because of the sale, and my $60 picked up both of those games. So I have a lot to play in the coming weeks and months. Just I didn't think I'd have a lot of time to play it, and then I got super sick, so now I'm not doing anything.
Nice. Sick time means game time. I also have Fallen Order, and I haven't played it yet because I was waiting on a very generous Christmas gift from someone that would enhance my playing of it. Sam, you son of a gun. Got me. You friggin' outdid, like, literally everyone, like, combined with the oh my goodness. Shoot, what is it? Which one is it called again? What's the name of it?
It's a GTX 960.
This fool.
That's not right.
No, it's a 2070.
2070 with ray tracing. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited for Minecraft ray tracing. Like, of all the possible games, really, I'm just excited for Minecraft ray tracing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can unofficially mod it right now, but there's an official ray tracing mod coming out next year, which I'm probably going to wait for the official one, so it'll be, like, optimized and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so Fallen Order is going to be... I'm really excited for that. I got Sam the Master Chief Collection for Christmas because I couldn't rely on my old gift idea.
And I was so excited because I played Halo so much growing up. Like, you know, it was the only exclusive Xbox. I'm sure I had more, but the only exclusive I owned. And so, yeah, a lot of Halo 3, a lot of Halo 4. Not a lot of Reach, though, which is kind of unfortunate considering Reach is the one that's out right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Have you installed it yet or booted it up at all?
So you had asked me before the show if I had installed it, and I clicked download then so that I could say yes now.
You madman. You kind of just gave away your secret, though.
Yeah, I also bought Star Wars Battlefront 2 when you'd mentioned it as well. So
on Origin?
Yeah, it's downloading too.
Yes! Yes! I'm so excited. Okay, but here's the real question. Are you going to play them with your Elite controller or with your keyboard and mouse?
I'll try it out with the controller, right? You said that the aim assist is pretty strong on Battlefront?
Yeah. So yeah. I'm trying to, like, not, like, obsess. I have a pretty obsessive personality. We've mentioned that before. So I want to play Battlefront, but it's just going to be for funsies. I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm dying and get, like, mad and stuff. I just want to have a really fun time shooting lasers. And so I'm going to use my controller. And so that's why I'm using my controller with it. And it was lots of fun.
It's to keep you from tryharding?
It actually was.
But does the keyboard make you go full tryhard?
Mouse does, you know, because you can get that perfect aim.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. The using the paddles is pretty intense because then you're using, like, all of your fingers, right? I don't know if that's true. But you're using maybe not your pinkies. You're using a lot of your fingers to game with, right? And that, to me, that's really intense.
Do you use your pinkies?
Do you?
Yeah. If you have all four paddles on the back, one is your index, one is your pinky.
Am I holding this? I'm going to pull it out real quick. Am I holding this wrong?
Am I holding mine wrong?
Wait, Stern... you use your pinkies on this thing? How?
Wait, well, you don't.
Wait, do you?
Oh, no, I don't either.
Oh, okay. I was like, I think you can play claw, which is maybe what you're doing.
Yeah, okay, you're right. I do use my middle and index. Okay.
Jordan, yeah, we've played a lot of competitive games, and I would never describe you as going try hard fully. Maybe like 50%.
You haven't seen me do like play like Overwatch on my own though, because it's on my own.
Really, it's when you play by yourself.
Yeah, I'm extremely competitive. Not with you though, because I know I can't. I'm just not going to win ever, and so I have to activate like the goofy part of my brain and just not care at all, or else I'll get really, really mad.
Like I do,
because there's just no choice or chance of me winning against any competitive game against you ever.
That's not true,
and it makes me really mad. So I'm getting mad just talking about it.
We should play Hearthstone later. You can beat me up.
Yeah.
Do you try hard on Hearthstone against me because you know you're going to win?
No, I don't. The thing I like about Hearthstone is so much is that even if you're the best player in the world, it's still so much luck-based to where a bad player can still win if they just play right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so.
So, like, I would play against my mom, and she'd be like, oh, man, I lost. Or, I always lose to you. And then she'd win, and she'd be like, I'm the best player ever. And I'm like, you can't expect me to have 100% win rate all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't your mom just attack face, like, every turn?
Yes. She would just ignore the board, and I'm just like, No. And she would still win sometimes doing that. And I'm like, that's cool that, like, even though I'm still playing it correctly or more correctly than she can still win sometimes. It's not 100-0 win rate. It's like a good player is always going to be like 90-10% mm-hmm. win rate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really cool thing.
Wait, a good player has a 90% win rate?
Yeah, no good player is going to have 100%, you know, forever.
That sounds really high.
What, 90?
Yeah, like that. I mean, I'd be really happy if I could win anything 90% of the time.
Okay, maybe that was a bad example. Maybe, like, realistically, it's like 67 or 70.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was really just for sake of argument.
Just not less than 100% is his main point.
Yeah, it just, yeah. Not every single game, every single time. Meanwhile, if I played against Daniel, he would win 100%. Like Overwatch, if we did like a shoot-off, that would probably be 100% every time.
You think so? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about again, but he would definitely 100% me. Because I've played Overwatch with you two, and it's like, it's just crazy, the skill difference on our team.
Maybe if he used a pro controller but without like the paddles in the back and then like put you and me on a team and we have mouse and keyboard.
Nice.
You keep referring to the paddles as if the paddles are somehow improving your aim, but that's literally impossible. You're still using a stick to aim.
Wait, no, the paddles are the aim. You click one and it shifts you left and the other one shifts
yeah
you
yeah it's, you
put that's how pro Samuel is. This is why he wanted the pro controller. He's like, ooh, better aiming with my other fingers.
Oh, man, that sounds like one of those nightmarish, like, controller challenges that people do on Twitch. It's like all of my look panning and all that are tied to the
back paddles. I beat Dark Souls with a Guitar Hero guitar, like those.
Yeah, like those.
I love the ones they did for Overwatch where it was like, let me play Lucio with a microwave or something like that.
Or like Winston with a bunch of bananas with diodes strapped to it.
Someone played Widowmaker with a baguette.
I remember
that. Did you see that one?
It had, like, motion sensitivity in it to do the aiming.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
That was really good. Mm. So, Jordan, what did you... Now that you've officially tried, back-to-back, your Rift S and my Oculus Quest, and you tried Boneworks, what are your opinions on both Boneworks and on the different headsets and the Oculus Link and all the stuff we've talked about for weeks?
So, you seemed to notice more of a difference than I did. I tried them back to back and I didn't notice much of a difference. Like the only difference I did notice was being able to read small text, like kind of far away.
Mm-hmm.
But even that wasn't because of like the resolution. That's just because I think the computer, you said it was like compressing the video to send it to the Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So like, I thought they were both awesome. I think the Oculus Quest is one of the coolest VR experiences you can get ever. And I think it's really cool that it works so incredibly well without a computer at all.
Yeah.
And I'll put mine on that is running from my computer. And it's like, wow, this is really not that much of a difference at all.
Right. They're pretty much comparable, even if there are small differences.
Yep. The only downside that I could easily like see where if someone actually didn't have a computer, the library seems very limited.
Yeah.
Because of just the Oculus Store.
Yeah. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. It's very popular,
surely,
though.
Surely it'll get support, right, for all games eventually, right?
Well, it has to run them itself, so, like, I don't think it'll ever run something very intensive like the stuff that we do off on the PC. I mean, like, it can do Beat Saber, it can do Robo Recall. Even those games are kind of stripped down, but there's a lot of other games that it wouldn't be able to render just with processing power, but... I think that you'll probably see a lot more games tailored to the Quest's running specs because it's so popular. I mean, the other headsets were like in stock throughout all the holidays. Maybe not the Index because I think didn't that start selling out whenever Half-Life Alyx got announced? I don't know. It was definitely on the top selling on Steam for a while, but the Quest just sold so many units over the holidays that it was sold out. I mean, they're back-ordered till February at this point from the Oculus Store.
Oh, wow.
So... With this being like the winner in the VR space, right? Like the most popular one out there right now. I think Oculus said like their number of headsets has like out in the market has pretty much doubled since Quest came out. And that's with the Rift being out for years. that more people will probably start developing specifically for the Quest because they know that's where their biggest market is.
And that's pretty cool. Looking forward to what VR headsets will look like in maybe another 2 years, 5 years.
Oh, we can go back to that to last week's episode and just read that email again and talk about VR some more. Let's do that.
Wait, are we going to do that? No. We have emails from new emails, new content.
It's a joke. It's a bad joke. Oh. I'm sorry. Did you I mention I'm feeling so terrible?
Yeah, sick Daniel doesn't have a joking voice.
Yeah, that literally, I was like, oh, I guess we're doing this. That sounded like he was just like pulling it up on his computer.
Well, hey guys, let's go get an email.
Oh, Daniel, you jokester. That was, yeah. So, Sam, you built a new computer?
I did.
How was it?
I decided that as last few months before I was going to get married, I wanted to go ahead and have an upgrade for a few years. So it's really nice. It's got an i9-9900K.
Getting a computer upgrade before you get a life upgrade.
Yeah. Aww. 100%. 32 gigs of RAM. 1070S. Nice. And it's got RGB fans, RAM, and water cooler. So
does it have like a nice glass case so you can see all the glowies?
100%. And I told the guy who, like, I went to a Micro Center and I was buying some of these parts, and I told the guy, I was like, I don't really care for RGB. And he was like, it's only, like, the RGB RAM's only like $150 for 32 gigs. I was like, ooh, that's tempting.
It was the RAM price that sold you on the whole RGB thing?
Well, like, the water cooler was like $20 or $30 more as well. And the case was only like $100. And I got it on... Corsair was having a 20% off site-wide sale whenever I got it. So it was only like $80 after that. So
when Marianne built her computer, she did RGB RAM, and it's like cool to look across my office and see over at her desk this like glowy computer.
That's one thing I'm glad I just don't care about at all. You know, if it runs well and it's just hiding over there behind my desk, that's fine. That's fine with me.
I know this is probably the wrong podcast for this, but it's only $20 more, so like, who cares?
Yeah, but it adds up a little bit, you know, like per item.
Yeah, but like a non-RGB version of my computer would have cost like, I don't know, $50 less. And I spent I don't know, a couple grand on it, so.
That's fair. Yeah, and you didn't tell the full story about your computer. You bought all the pieces and then...
Oh, yeah.
You canceled all of them immediately or not immediately?
Yeah, because I remembered that I'd promised that I'd pay for part of Casey's tuition next semester. And I was like, oh, I don't really have money for both. Like, I thought I'd promised like $4,000.
So that's when you go to your fiance and say, I'm sorry, I don't have the money after all.
Well, no, I told her, I was like, hey, I canceled all this. Like, I'm going to return it. And she was like, why? And I was like, yeah, because I'm supposed to say like $4,000 of your tuition next semester. She was like, no, that's not true. And I was like,
oh, surprise.
What? And she's like, look. And she showed me her financial account, and it was like a max of $1,500 if she did get a scholarship, which she did get the scholarship, so it's actually zero.
Oh, very nice. Good job, nice. Casey.
So yeah, apparently I freaked out for no reason. So
sweet.
And your original case was, what was it, like a travel kind of case?
Yeah, well, not necessarily a travel case. It was like a LAN party case, but it was also like a test bench. It was kind of like a combination. It was really cool, but you couldn't really see inside of it. And since I got the RGB stuff, I was like, I kind of want to see inside it. So I'll get a, you know, RGB case instead.
Hmm. Nice. You should send me a photo of it now that it's complete because I want to see what it looks like.
Oh, you're going to have to come over.
Oh, that's a great excuse, too. Nice. We can go get some fried chicken afterwards. I mean, not fried chicken. Anything but fried chicken. Shoot. All my favorite restaurants are fried chicken. Buffalo Wild Wings, Raising Cane's, Chick-fil-A. Those are like the three places that me and the boys go to.
I'm going to check foods high in cholesterol so I can find something else that's bad for you.
Samuel, you're literally killing him.
Eggs?
It's okay. If I die, we can just blame it on the diabetes. Eggs?
Eggs are high in good cholesterol, though. There's, like, good and bad cholesterol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cheerios? That's all I got.
This just says fried foods. Like, that's... Thanks. Fast food. Yeah. Processed meats. Desserts.
Okay, I have a question.
So, like, everything?
Are French fries fried?
Do you want to ask that question again more slowly?
Are French fries... Fries. Oh, shoot. No, I mean fried.
Hey, fries are fried.
Shoot. So wait, that means I can't even have fries at Chick-fil-A without feeling good about myself?
I mean, you just do it less. Just eat better. You don't have to stop. Just eat better.
I want to eat fries all day long.
This is why you have high cholesterol. There's a cause and effect relationship here.
Correct.
Hey, I can't help but notice there was a question I asked you earlier that you managed to avoid and then changed the notes on.
Wait, me?
Yes.
What was the question?
About Boneworks.
Oh yeah.
Boneworks. Yeah, so I got to try Boneworks out. That game is really, it's just as cool as Daniel said it was.
Uh-huh.
Two weeks ago, I think.
Yeah.
It's been a few weeks of discussion. So I was playing it. I was having a great time. I was like, wow, I'm surprised I'm not feeling sick because it's a lot of movement.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just hit me like a truck. I was like, I'm about to just puke. I'm like, I'm done. And I'm scared to like touch it again because I don't think I play VR enough to have my movement VR legs.
Well, you just gotta build up to it. Start slow, play 30 minutes a day, and then an hour, and then you're playing Boneworks.
And then yeah, oh, Keaton said we had fancy ramen with Keaton the other day,
mm-hmm.
and Keaton said he's been playing it too.
Yeah, he should write in about it. I'd be excited to see maybe actually Keaton could write in and talk to us about how Boneworks is.
Yeah, Keaton doesn't email us.
Yeah, it's. Yeah.
Yeah. We get other emailed people. Should we do emails now?
We could. Well, do you want to talk about some of the stuff for our lovely patient players out there who have been so patient to wait through this episode to hear about the deals that they can get?
Sure. I honestly didn't think they were worth bringing up.
Ouch.
So I wasn't even going to mention them. And then that's why they weren't on the note when you logged in. So, I mean, you could go ahead. I mean, obviously, I do recommend we mentioned it earlier, the Epic Games is still giving away a free game every single day for the next, maybe 5 or 6 days until it's over.
I don't even think it's that much. I think they've given away like 8 already.
Yeah, it's pretty soon. So if you haven't been getting the Epic Games, log in to Epic Game Store every day and you get a free game. Of their choice, but they've all been really good selections.
Yeah, like I mentioned, Ape Out earlier was one of them. They started with Into the Breach. They've done FTL, which is a great game.
Did you see Today's? I had never heard of it, but it looks so fun.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard the name, but I don't remember anything about this game. It's like a top-down stealth tactic game called Shadow Tactics. And I added it to my library. It looks cool.
But it's Japanese.
Yes, samurai. And then the little like teaser icon for the next day is we are speculating it's the Talos Principle. Right?
Pretty sure. Pretty confident it's the Talos Principle tomorrow.
Yeah. It looks to be the case. And Hyper Life Drifter. I'm trying to think of other standouts, but that's been really cool. So we'll see what they do in the next few days. And they added on Microsoft Game Pass, they added Pillars of Eternity, which I downloaded promptly.
I don't know what that is. I saw you posted about it in Discord, and I was like, oh, look, a video game.
It's D&D the video game.
Oh, interesting. More so than Divinity?
You have spell slots and actions and bonus actions. It's D&D the video game. Not literally, but I don't think it's made by the D&D people. But it's way closer to the actual Dungeons & Dragons like combat and movement systems than Divinity is.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah, Kyle was showing it to me a few weeks ago. And I keep seeing our friend who, he doesn't play that many video games, but our friend Ben, who joins us for Dungeons & Dragons, I keep seeing him on Discord playing it. So I know he's been enjoying it, and now I can download it because of Game Pass.
Nice.
So those are the cool deals I've seen lately. They announced the games for Gold for January. If you have Xbox Gold, which I don't know if anyone in this call has it, but we should probably still mention it because a lot of people have it.
Do it.
I don't know the strength of this coming month. They have Styx Shards of Darkness, which, if I remember when that came out, it was like a middling stealth game where you played a goblin. And they have Batman the Telltale series, which you liked that one a lot, Jordan, right?
Yes. I liked it so much, I actually bought it for Samuel.
Oh.
Wait, so, which one?
So tell me, Samuel, how is Batman the Telltale series?
Yeah, Samuel. How,
you bought me Batman?
The Telltale game.
When did you buy that for me?
I don't know. Let's see. Is there a way for me to tell when it was added to your collection?
Now I feel really bad about this because I see it. Last played December 25th, 2017. So I'm guessing you got it for me for Christmas in 2017.
There you go. Yeah. It was so good. And Samuel's like, yeah, I like Batman. And so I was like, well, you should play this game. And he's like, okay, I'll give it a try sometime.
Well, I played it for 27 minutes.
Nice. So you gave it a try sometime.
Yeah, that's actually lower than my Divinity 2 playtime, which is probably more than 27 minutes.
So. Wait, what? Yeah, we played more than 27 minutes.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, that's pretty bad. Considering you also bought me Divinity.
Yeah, well, that was on sale. I had no choice. Like, my wallet just leaped out of my pants and flew onto the screen, and it's like, charge accepted. And I was like, no, don't do this. Well, and it's like, sorry, Jordan, this is the way.
My theory is that was less to do with being generous to Sam and more because you wanted to play Divinity again with someone.
No.
No, it was out of the kindness of your heart?
It was, yeah.
Okay.
That's good. If I wanted to play it again, I would just play it again.
That's true, I guess.
I played it for 200 hours. Jeez. Like, I'm kind of good on... Now, Terraria, I'll play that again with someone. Anyone? Do you own Terraria, Sam? I think I also got that for you way back in the day.
Did you?
Pretty sure.
I feel like you bought it for every person you know who doesn't already have it.
It's true, though. It went on sale again for Christmas, and I was like, okay, who can I buy? I almost went on, like, Reddit, and it's like, I'll buy this for just some random person because this game is so good.
Just but to I give didn't it know away.
Where to go. Yeah.
Remember whenever I told you, I looked it up, and I only had, like, 30 hours of Fortnite played or something like that?
Yeah.
I found the real number. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
1,368 hours.
Nice.
Wow.
Still haven't beaten Daniel, though.
Yeah.
What's your record, Daniel?
No, I think that you said 1,300?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more than any game I've played.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I mean, the...
You're right. Yeah. TF2 is 1,100.
Yeah. Congratulations, Sam. You're more of a gamer than I am.
Sam, you did it.
Can you imagine playing 1,300 hours of a game and still being terrible at it?
Of a what?
Of a game. Like, can you imagine playing that much of a game and still being terrible at it?
Oh, That's an interesting point, you know? It's like we see those people on Overwatch that have like the super rainbow borders, and it's like, wow, this person has not played anything but Overwatch since it's come out.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they're good, but sometimes they're still not, and you're like, oh no. They're not. They kind of reached their peak a while ago.
It just goes to show that without a conscious effort to improve, you're going to stay at your current skill level.
Ouch.
Just like in real life.
That's how real life works.
Daniel's trying to pull me out.
Is he though?
I mean, I was not great at Team Fortress even with like 600 hours until I sat down and watched like advanced spy tutorial and like mouse aiming guides and like learned how to set up my mouse to not have acceleration and like do all this stuff and practice trick stabbing people and like that was a fun time, but. I don't do that as often anymore because I don't like have the time to dedicate to master a skill in a video game. But
okay, Mr. Analytics, I need like a graph that shows number of Fortnite games played, and then like number of games won, and then we can truly see if that's been increasing over time or where there's been like a peak hit or even if it's declining now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's definitely declining.
Oh,
well, except they added bots now, so like I'm sure you're getting a lot more kills and getting closer to succeeding.
There was like a weird window of time where there were just bots everywhere. And it was almost annoying because it like wasn't even challenging at that point because there weren't even good bots, right? Like, they couldn't hit you at all. And so, yeah, then they just randomly went away. So,
or did they? Maybe they
just got better.
Learned.
Maybe I got so, well, maybe I got machine so much learning. Worse, right?
Yeah. you devolved to the level of bots.
Now I'm like trying really hard to kill someone. I'm like, whew, you know, sweat a little bit, and then it just turned out to be a bot that couldn't even kill me, even I just stood in front of it.
There's no way of telling if they're bots, right? Because they have just normally generated names.
So their names usually have just like two random words stuck together with a number, and so you don't know it's a bot. But if it's a really bad character and that has that kind of name format, then you would kind of assume it's a bot.
Gotcha.
There's a very real chance it could be a 7-year-old. You don't know for sure.
I don't know. I've played with 7-year-olds, and they're usually better than me. So,
the true gamer over here. 1,300 hours versus 7-year-olds. Has a 7-year-old even been alive 1,300 hours?
Wow.
Wait, was that a real question?
No.
Okay, no. I was making sure.
It's sick Daniel with the joke voice again. Bring back Goofy.
The 7-year-old.
No, but for context, that's how many weeks is that? That's eight straight weeks of Fortnite.
Whoa. Wait, so it's 4 Fortnites.
Nice.
You measure your Fortnite. Instead of hours, they should put your Fortnite playtime in Fortnites.
They really should. Epic really dropped the ball on that one.
I've played half a Fortnite of Fortnite.
I feel like they dropped the ball on a lot of other things, but that's okay.
Jordan can forgive any sin if you give him free games.
It's true, though. Was that all the free games for gold, or was there any more?
There were the 360 games, which would be Tekken 6 and Lego Star Wars 2.
Oh, Lego Star Wars 2. That's a classic.
So they had Lego Star Wars 1 and 2 and then the Complete Saga back in the day, right? And now with these new games, there's like new games that aren't part of the Complete Saga. And then are they going to do like a complete saga? I don't understand. What?
Lego Star Wars 2 was not... Wait, which one was that? I thought that was the one that had all six of them together.
No, that was the Complete Saga.
Oh, so Lego Star Wars 2 was the sequel to the first one, which is only the first three.
Yeah, it's like first three and then the second three, and then they made one that was all of them.
Gotcha.
And now they have like new ones because of the new trilogy. But like... Jordan, why did you just start listening to Spotify?
For the eighth or ninth movie, they're just making the complete collection that has all nine movies.
Oh, they are making one that has all nine?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. I thought you knew about this.
No. I don't really follow Lego stuff.
Oh my goodness, it's so exciting. It comes out sometimes next year. It's called the Skywalker Saga. It's all nine movies, but it's completely remade levels. So they're remaking the first six movies into the games.
They're not just copying the same levels, they're actually starting from scratch.
Yeah.
Cool.
All nine movies. My goodness.
Did they go back to removing the voice actors?
No.
Oh.
People like asked if they could put like the mumbling and stuff back in, like the original, where like rah, rah, rah,
rah, rah. Yeah.
But and the developers responded saying that's a good idea, and they'd see if they could do that as an option.
But yeah, they're gonna make it like one of those hidden things that you need to get a bunch of the golden brick stuff for to unlock, and it's gonna be lame.
I think it's gonna be cool.
I guess so. So those are all the deals out there. Humble Bundle Choice is still in its first month, which we've talked about several times before.
In five more days, I believe they release the new bunch of games.
Yes, and then PlayStation Plus has yet to reveal their January games, so we'll get back to you on that in next week or the week to come, depending on if we want to talk about those during our big new decade episode.
Is that Superman?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
It sounded made up to me.
Don't know why I went to Superman's theme.
You do that frequently, honestly.
For celebratory... celebratory? Let's do some emails.
Let's do some emails.
We have two emails, so how about you read one and then I'll read one?
Okay, I'll do that. Here we go. I was not prepared for emails, just like I was not prepared for the podcast. Okay.
We could have Sam read one.
I got him.
How do I get into this email? Okay.
Oh, no, we're not giving you our login. I would just send you, like, a photo.
A photo? Wow. Are you so young that you don't know how to click forward?
I got this. We don't need it. I've got an email. Should I do the oldest email or the newest email?
I think you should do the oldest, because that's what I'm most excited for.
Okay. So this email, in the past, we've been getting follow-ups to these emails, but this is called a relaxing update from our good friend Kay. Should I try to do the Kay voice again? I'm so sick.
No. Okay. I don't know. Please.
You're like, no, please, it's too offensive. Okay. Dear patient and patient senior. Oh, we've changed from a couple to a...
Old. Yeah. And wise. Or just one of us.
Well, I was going to say like father and son, but also maybe it's father and daughter? Mother and
son?
Who's
the daddy?
I don't know. You got to be more clear with these things, Kay. Dear patient and patient senior, I hope you are doing well. I'm currently am feeling very relaxed. As I am sure you have already figured out, the train in the train is in the station comment I spoke to you about last week was, of course, a literal train, and the station was a literal station. I am actually surprised they have a railway system in the abyss, given that all the demon-like creatures around here have wings and seem to prefer to travel through the air. Anyways, I found the station, and of course I need to hop on one of the trains and see where it would take me. So I'm currently writing to you both while I am waiting to arrive at the next station. And I have to say, it is a very relaxing experience. The seats are surprisingly comfortable. All passengers are fed 3 square meals a day, and out my window is a beautiful view of the abyssal landscape. The view right now is a lot like looking at a sunset, except if you imagine the sky where gray, and instead of the sun disappearing over the horizon, it was the massive corpse of a dead god being dragged into the ocean of blood.
Oh.
On that note, I suppose I should talk about my digestive system, as you may remember. That's a sentence if I ever heard one. I need to... Also, to be fair, that's kind of what Jordan did when he started this episode.
What, with my chicken?
Yeah. On that note, I suppose I should talk about my digestive system. As you may remember, I was previously operating on a diet of flash drives and orange goop, and it may surprise you to hear that neither of those things digest too well. However, while I may have struggled to obtain their nutrients, I did make an interesting discovery. When eaten together, my flash drives and the orange goop undergo a fascinating metamorphosis in my stomach and come out the other end in the form of a variety of interesting objects.
Nice.
I'm sure they do. The most recent of these objects being a fully functioning Nintendo Switch with a preloaded copy of Pokemon Shield. So I ended up playing the game and eventually beat it. This was the first time I have ever beaten
Keaton him. Kay beat Pokemon Shield?
Apparently before I did. This is the first time
I'm so happy.
Ever That's beaten... Like... What?
I think you're about to say what I'm about to ask.
This is the first time I've ever beaten a mainline Pokemon game.
Yeah!
In fact, this was the first time I'd ever played a mainline Pokemon game for more than 2 or 3 hours. For that, I think the game deserves a little praise. However, I would be lying if I say I was... wasn't just on the edge of dropping it out of sheer boredom for the majority of the experience.
No!
I am happy for everyone who enjoyed their experiences with the game. However, for me, a huge part of what makes a good RPG great is an engaging story through an immersive fantasy world. I want to feel like I'm going on this journey and that its world and characters are real. Pokemon Shield doesn't give me this feeling. It just feels like I'm playing a video game. Right after I finished Pokemon, I tried playing the demo for Dragon Quest XI S, and the gap in immersion is staggering. I cared more about the world, story, and characters in just the first few minutes of Dragon Quest than I did in the entirety of my playtime through Pokemon Shield. It's a shame because I really want Pokemon to become a series that I love, but I think there are just too many development hurdles that keep the game from becoming great. With that comes my question for you guys. Forgetting development issues and pretending the game has all the time and resources in the world to make, what changes and improvements do you think would make Pokemon more immersive? I have a bunch of ideas of how I would do it myself, but I think this time I won't. I won't give you guys any answers. That's all for now. This train is so relaxing that it's making me drowsy, so I think I'm going to hit the hay. Good night and sweet dreams.
Wow. I get so happy when Pokemon gets brought up again. And you know, I've been playing a little bit of Pokemon this past couple months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I've been thinking a lot about it, too.
Have you thought about what would make it more immersive?
They really do have all the resources. Like, I played Pokemon Sword, and I loved it. And then as I'm playing the older ones, I'm, like, going back in generations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, these are getting increasingly better the further I go back.
This is what everyone's been saying, that they've been getting increasingly worse as time goes
on. Yeah. And I'm like, they have the resources to make Pokemon, like, this incredible, just connected franchise. And it's like, I guess they don't really need to, because people are still buying the stuff.
Yeah. I mean, Pokemon Sword and Shield are the best-selling ones yet.
Yeah. I was hanging out with Evan yesterday, and I had my Pokeball in my hand, and I was, like, collecting Pokemon. And he's like, oh, you're playing Pokemon Go still? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, do you like it? And I'm like, no, this game is so bad. It's such garbage. The sounds sound like it was taken out of like a CD you'd find in a cereal box game. And like the errors you run into, and like the quality of life lacking features in the battling, like, it's such a garbage game. And it's like, they could have afforded to pay a company who knew how to make games to make a Pokemon mobile game, and it would have been so fun.
Mm-hmm.
But instead they did this, and people still play it and spend money in it, to where it's like, I hope Pokemon doesn't keep just degrading to the point where people do stop playing it. And then, I don't know, I guess at that point, maybe then they'd start making, like, putting more effort into it.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's been weird because, like, they've been improving mechanics while forgetting everything else, like story and setting and visuals and stuff like that. Like, it seems like they know that the people who love Pokemon will buy it no matter what. And so they've been throwing them a bone in terms of, like, okay, well, the EV training and IV training and this stuff has, like, upgrades, and it's different than it was before. And you have, like, the meta getting changed up by changing some moves and only having certain Pokemon. And, like, they've been doing things to kind of make it more interesting from an in-game perspective, but then getting to that in-game, like, the actual... It seems like Pokemon is two games, and I've only ever liked one of those games. Pokemon is a game meant for kids that you play through for a certain number of hours, and then you get to the end. And then the second game starts, which is the end game, which is where you go about actually creating your teams and, like, battling other people who have fully powered teams. And, like, everything's unlocked to you at that point. And I've always liked the end game of Pokemon, and I've always kind of played through the game just, unfortunately, to get to the end game. And it seems like the end game is getting better almost in some ways. Sometimes there's not very much stuff to do, so it's worse in that sense. But the stuff that there is do, like the shiny hunting and chaining and stuff like that, like, they've improved the last couple games, whereas the actual playing through of the game and the storyline and the characters and stuff have just kind of been meh. Just tie-ins to make a TV show and movie, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Did you know there's an app you can download that just has all of the episodes just for free?
What? Like a Nintendo Pokemon?
The Pokemon TV app. Oh. And it just has all the episodes.
I remember when they launched that. I did not know that's what it was.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Cool.
But, I'm surprised Kay played all of it with it being so boring when he had tried the ones in the past and couldn't finish them.
What do you think
Samuel,
of the question?
What was the last one? What was the last one you played?
Omega Ruby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On 3DS?
I really liked it. I thought it was really good. But my only suggestion for Pokemon, and since I don't have a Pokemon compatible device anymore, it probably doesn't mean much, but I would love to play Pokemon in VR.
Oh.
What do you mean by that, though? Like, just to see the Pokemon, or you want to, like, play a full game in VR?
I'm going
to
do, like, the battles in VR.
Yeah, I feel like you could...
That'd be so cool.
You could do, like, a Stadium or a Pokemon Battle Revolution style game where it's just the battles in VR, but I don't think you'd want to play that for very long, because VR games, and I think, are better for, like, 1 to 2 hour stints at most. And, like, Pokemon's a game
that's
that you
a
can...
long time for a VR game. What
I said at
1
most
1 to 2 hours. Oh, okay.
Like, at most, yeah. Like, and Pokemon's the kind of game where you could veg out for, like, several hours on a road trip and play or something. Like, I feel like you wouldn't want to play, like, grind in a VR game. You'd want to just, like, do the cool battles.
Yeah, yeah, you wouldn't want to, like, do, like, all of your, like, random people you encounter, like, all those battles and all of your wilds.
Right, right.
But, like, maybe, like, your gym battles or something like that. Like, that would be really fun.
Well, did you ever play Pokemon Battle Revolution on the Wii?
I played a similar game, I don't remember what it was called, on the Nintendo 64.
Yeah, that was Pokemon Stadium. So those games...
Call, I thought it was Colosseum.
GameCube had Colosseum and XD Gale of Darkness, but those actually had stories. Those were like full RPGs. Stadium and Battle Revolution were literally just like battles. Like you go to a main menu and you're like, I want to go into this league, and you just fight like seven battles in a row.
I think that kind of game would be cool. That's what I played.
I wonder how they make it more immersive. I feel like this is going to sound weird, but honestly, like, the Detective Pikachu movie did a good job of, like, here's what Pokemon in the real world would be like. But it's not the real world, because there's still, like, Poke Centers, and, like, it's still the Pokemon world, but, like, making it more, like, here's what the day-to-day is, right? Like, did you guys see the Detective Pikachu movie?
Of course.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's like, like the main character, right, he like wanted to be a Pokemon trainer and then couldn't. And then there was like a Pokemon police force more than just whatever, Officer Jenny or whatever from the anime. Like there's actually like detectives and like it was cool, right? There was crime lords. And I think if you do a game in that style that is not – because obviously Detective Pikachu is a game, but not a game that is about – like the day-to-day, but like a real Pokemon game where you have gyms and leagues and you catch wild Pokemon and stuff, but the environment around you is an actual world and like you have cool stuff going on there. I think that'd be really cool.
So basically there's a lot of things they can do.
Yeah,
they just don't know if they will.
Oh, that's sad.
But moving on to our next email.
Okay.
Hiya, PPPers. A couple of weeks ago, Jordan offhand mentioned The Adventures of Elmo in Grouchy Land. I was immediately overcome by a wave of nostalgia as I played that game probably a half dozen times a week when I was 5 or 6 years old. Wow, that was a long time ago. I loved it so much, and I knew I had to see this video game again. I watched a 30-minute playthrough of the game, and it should be noted that 30 minutes was all it took to do literally everything, all options, in this point-and-click adventure game. I realized something while watching this game, which is about garbage, was just garbage. It's so bad, but I had such fond memories of it. Have you ever gone back to a game you played a ton growing up, only to realize it's terrible? What was it? And bonus question, this happens with movies too. I'm looking at you, straight to DVD Disney movies. What precious childhood movie was your biggest disappointment rewatching it as an adult? Thanks for all the fish, Mern.
Thanks, Mern.
Thanks, Mern, for writing us from Wichita, Kansas. Wow, a game. Man, I feel like all my childhood games were like just like actually good. Like, you know, you got Zumbinis. You got Freddy Fish, Galactic Battlegrounds.
Oh, yeah, Galactic
Battlegrounds. I'm trying to think of one that... Because I have played so many of these like as an adult, and I'm always like, this is still so much fun. Like Lego Racers.
I've got a hot take for you.
Oh, please share.
It's been remade, so I it applies to both. Or really the remade version of it, so maybe this isn't answering the question directly, but... The Modern Warfare.
What?
Which one? I love the original Modern Warfare. Like I played it all the time.
Yeah.
But like the new one, I haven't really enjoyed very much.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like it's still a decent game. That's not like hot garbage.
This is saying, have you played the first one again and it's garbage now?
The first one again. Well, I guess
like the one that you loved when you were younger, and it turns out it was actually pretty bad all along.
Oh, all along. Okay, so some of those games are really bad now, but maybe not all along.
Right.
Okay.
So
you kind of answered this like a few episodes ago, Daniel, with like, what was it, like Rocket, or no? Oh, never mind. No, you answered a different question.
Yeah.
You know, the robots fighting one.
Metal Arms, yeah, that one is still great.
Yeah, it's still good. Okay.
So, like, I had a stint a few months back where I went and, like, played a bunch of old GameCube games again, and I honestly thought I would feel that way about Sonic Riders, but, like, no, that game's still freaking awesome. I'm trying to think. Like, I'm sure there were probably Godzilla Destroy All Monsters, but that, like, it was, that's probably, like, I played that one with Marion, like, since we moved into this house, so that was like less than 2 years ago. Here, she's in the room. Marion, was that game hot garbage? A little bit. She said a little bit. So,
but you liked it when you were younger?
Yeah, I loved that game.
You know, it's a little blasphemous.
Okay.
But I might want to say Animal Crossing.
What?
On GameCube.
Okay.
Because back then, obviously, it was incredible. It was the first time playing Animal Crossing. But when you go back to it now, you're like, ew, gross. First, it looks awful. Like, the world is divided into, like, square chunks.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And, like, again, I haven't played it in so long. But I'm just kind of assuming at this point because I can't think of anything else. But I'm sure I'd go back to it and I'd just be like, where's this feature? Where's this thing? Like, oh, my word. How did I ever play this game without all this stuff? This, like, makes me want to just play just the newer ones again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just because they've really done so much to make Animal Crossing so much more fun in the recent, like, five games.
Mm, yeah. Well, it's just a lot of quality of life stuff, right? It's hard to go back on that stuff. Like, you'll suffer through it as a kid, but as an adult, it's like, stop wasting my time.
Well, yeah, because you won't really know any different as a kid. You'll just be like, this is a great brand new franchise game I'm playing.
Yeah, like, it's just how it works.
You don't even think about, oh, I wish I could do this. It's just, this is how it is, and this is fun. The way it is, because this is new and exciting.
Oh, you know what platform I probably had the most terrible games on was probably the DS.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking through. So there was like a Disney attempt at ripping off Pokemon called Spectrobes.
I played that.
I remember that being really good, but I bet you it wasn't.
That's a pretty good answer. It's pretty solid.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Spectrobes. Specifically, I played Spectrobes 1 at my friend's house, and then I bought Spectrobes 2, like, Into the Darkness, or whatever the subtitle was. That game seemed fun, but it was a lot of repetitive, like, grinding and digging, and then the battles were kind of, you just cheese it.
I like Cheez-Its. All right, well, I think that about sums up the email section.
No, wait. The real answer to that question is the Narnia game.
Oh, what?
The Narnia game.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. It was like, it tried to be like Lord of the Rings Return of the King, where it was like, you had characters. Yeah, you remember the Lord of the Rings Return of the King game that's like actually really fun? The old.
No.
Really? We've never talked about this before? Sam, did you ever play it?
I actually did. I had it on 360.
Wait, you mean an Xbox original?
Was it Xbox original?
Yeah, that's how old it was.
Was it that long ago?
Oh, my word.
I thought I had one on 360, but maybe it was Xbox original.
No, it never came out on the 360 as far as I know. But
I had one of the Return of the King games.
It came out when the movie came out, and it was... The Lord of the Rings one is still good today. I actually just bought a PC copy of it, like, 2-3 years ago and played through the whole game in one day with my friend. We did like a binge Twitch stream for like 8 hours and played the whole game. And that game is still fun. It's still broken in parts, but still fun. Well, Narnia had a game that played very similarly that I'm thinking back on it. And man, that was also really buggy and like, I don't think it would still be good, but I haven't played it recently. So right. I can't say for sure.
It really is just a lot of assuming. At this point, which is what I kind of had to do.
Yeah.
I wonder if the first Lego Star Wars would be actually good still. Probably.
Did they ever get more complex than just, like, swing a sword and maybe have, like, one extra ability?
I don't think so.
Okay. So they haven't changed that much in terms of the moment-to-moment gameplay?
Oh, are you saying have the new ones gotten that stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're insane now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they've added so many new mechanics and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Some of it not for the better. Like, you'll try out a mechanic and you're like, that's That's pretty bad. They were really stretching to add something new to this, and it's just kind of annoying throughout the whole game.
At least they're trying, though.
Yeah, exactly. But I believe that sums up emails for 2019, for this decade.
What email address was that if I wanted to send in an email?
Oh, thanks for asking, Daniel. That's patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, okay.
Did you get that, Sam?
I've emailed it before.
Oh, yeah, I know, but just for the listeners, like, if you want to...
If you want to
let them know what it is?
Yeah, it's patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com.
That's the one!
I was very confused at what you were prompting there.
I was just letting you say it, you know, because I know you've been listening for a while, and so you're pretty much aware of how often we, like... just force it down people's throats.
Hey, that's not a good way to put it.
I'm sorry. The way we generously share it multiple times per episode.
That's a much better way to
share it. I just wanted to give you the opportunity to be part of that experience.
I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. I'm glad we got to this conclusion. No, it took a while, but we made it.
All right. I need to go eat soup and watch more cartoons and
eat,
feel better.
Eat soup and be merry.
Be sick. But next week, we get to do our New Year episode, New Decade episode. It's going to be so fun.
Do you think if I called in sick to work on Monday and just said Daniel's sick, they might think I said Samuel instead of Daniel? And
like it was an autocorrect?
Yeah.
And then you'd come in, they're like, how you feeling? You're like, I'm feeling fine. And they'd be like, I thought you were sick. You're like, no. Daniel is sick.
Yeah, here's the podcast exactly. To prove it.
I might go to like Oklahoma on Monday, but that's a good
I thought you were about to say Canes. I was like, no.
Oh, have I had fried chicken this week?
Yes, we just ate it on Saturday.
Shoot. Okay, thanks for tuning in. Episode 20. Join us next week for the kickoff of the new century. Episode 21.
That's
with the patient players.
Right.
What? What? What do you? No.
You meant to say millennium.
No, that's right. Okay. Kick off of the new millennium of patient players, world domination. Thanks for listening, and we hope you have a happy new year.
Woo.
Be safe and call an Uber. Ba-dum-bum.